弟兄姐妹以及朋友们平安。
Brothers and sisters, and friends, peace to all of you.
很高兴看到在座的每一位。
Very happy to see everyone in attendance today.
大家都好吗？
Is everybody doing okay?
Okay, 今天我们来思想的题目是圣经中的友情观。
Today we want to think about the topic, the friendship in the Bible.
我们每个人都是需要朋友的。
Everyone needs a friend.
而圣经告诉我们说呢，一个人有没有智慧。
And the Bible teaches that whether a person has wisdom or not,
常常取决于他有没有智慧的朋友。
It very much depends on if he has any friends with wisdom.
所以箴言第十三章二十节讲说，与智慧人同行的必得智慧，和愚昧人作伴的必受亏损。
In Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20, it teaches us,Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm.
你有智慧吗?
Do you have wisdom?
你是一个智慧的人吗?
Are you a person with wisdom?
常常取决于你有没有智慧的朋友在你旁边。
It depends on if you have friends with wisdom around you.
所以这一篇道呢有三个目的。
So there's three main topics.
第一呢，我们要来思想朋友的独特性。
First, we want to think about the uniqueness of friendship.
第二，我们要来想说如何才能够建立友情呢？
Secondly, is how to build the friendship.
第三，我们要怎么样做才能够维持友情？
Thirdly, how to maintain the friendship.
独特性，建立友情，以及维持友情。
The uniqueness of the friendship, how to build it, and how to maintain it.
我们从第一点讲起。
We start from the first point.
朋友这个关系是非常独特的。
The relationship with a friend.Is very unique.
其中一个原因呢，就是在朋友这个关系上面，我们有最大的自由度。
It's because as far as choosing a friend, we have a lot of freedom.
在箴言十七章讲说，朋友乃时常亲爱，弟兄为患难而生。
The Proverbs 17, verse 17 says, "A friend loves at all time, and a brother born for adversity."
常常我们帮助我们的弟兄。
Many times we help our brothers.
因为我们有血缘关系，所以我们在他有难的时候要帮助他们。
It's because we're related by blood, so when in adversity, we need to help them.
但是我们帮助我们朋友的时候
，But when we help our friends,
却是出于自己的选择。
It's out of our own choosing.
所以在这一个非常重视家庭的文化，犹太人这个文化里面
，In the culture of the Israelis.That they values family very much.
讲说我们朋友乃是时常亲爱的。
And it says our friend loves at all time.
在孔子的五伦当中
，In the Confucius, the five relations.
我们很难选择谁是我们的君，是我们的臣。
It's very difficult to choose our government or our king.
所以川普总统上台之后。在这个自由的美国的国家，一半的人民可能都不高兴。
So when Trump became the president, maybe half of the population U.S. are not happy about it.
我们也没有办法选择父子的关系。
And we cannot choose the relationship between father and son.
一个小孩子出生看到自己的妈妈，没有办法讲说为什么是你，这不是我的选择。
And when the kid is born, he can't tell his mother, "Why you? Can I choose my own mother?"
我们也没有办法选择我们兄弟的关系。
And we can't choose the relation between
our brothers. 不喜欢哥哥，不喜欢妹妹，可是一辈子就是有这种血缘关系。
You may not like your brother or your sister, but for your entire life, you can't change it.
甚至在人类历史上面，很多时候我们连夫妻关系都没有办法选择，是吧？
Even in the history of mankind, sometimes you can't choose your spouse.
常常有人是指腹为婚。
And sometimes the marriage is arranged.
或者是父母的命定。
Or your parents appointed a spouse for you.
但是在所有的关系当中
among all the relationships,
我们最大自由度的一个关系就是朋友。
The most the freedom we can have to choose is our friend.
Zoe 是一个很好的朋友。
Zoe is a very good friend.
我们掌声一下。在选择朋友的这个关系上面，完完全全是我的自由意志，是我的自由。
When you want to choose who is going to be your friend, it's entirely up to you to choose.
所以这就产生了朋友关系第一个独特的地方。
So that develops a very unique thing about a friend.
我们在这个关系里面有最大的自由度。
In this relationship, we have the most degree of freedom.
可是呢，另外一个奇特的地方就是这个关系呢是最被忽略的一个关系。
But on the contrary, this relationship is being ignored the most.
如果你现在听现在的流行歌曲的话，
If you hear listen to the pop songs in the radio.
年轻人听的流行歌曲只有 表达两个信息。
So there's only two things that they talk about in the pop song.
第一个就是我多爱你，爱你爱得要死。
The first is how much I love and how much I love you.
第二个我多恨你，因为你不爱我了。
And the second is how much I hate you because you don't love me.
现在流行歌曲就是爱来爱去，恨来恨去，都是在讲男女之间的爱情关系嘛，对不对？
And the popular songs today, that's all it's all about, either about hate or about love, about young people.
你很少听到一首歌在讲说我们两个是好朋友，我们手牵手。
So very rarely you hear a song that talks about we're good friends, we're holding hands together.
就连现在的电影，
even in the movies today,
魔戒传奇我们都看过嘛，对不对？
We have seen the movie The Lord of the Ring.
这个电影是在讲说一群人去冒险，然后要战胜邪恶，把这个戒指消灭掉。
And this is about a story aboutpeople in a group wants to fight the evil spirit and find this ring and destroy it.
冒险的故事呢，里面一定要加一些爱情的成分在里面。
So this adventure story has to be, will be some erotic love involved.
所以里面就描述说这个男主角之一啊，跟这个女主角啊之间的美丽的爱情故事。
So it talks about this beautiful love story between this male character and this main female character.
好像一个电影若是没有爱情的成分在里面就不完全了。
It's just like a movie. If there's no erotic love involved, it's not a good story.
就连玩具总动员，
even the movie of Toy Story.
这是给小孩子看的电影嘛，对不对？
This is a movie for children.
都一定要有爱情的成分在里面。
And it must have some love content in the movie.
Barbie 跟这个 Ken 两个人遇见了就坠入爱河。
So Barbie and Ken met and fell in love.
所以我们活在的这个文化里面，
So in the culture that we live in,
是一个忽视友情过分强调爱情的文化。
It's a culture that ignores or overlooks friendship but overemphasize on love.
不管是在 流行的歌曲上面或者是现在的电影上面都过分强调爱情，然后忽略了友情的重要。
So, regardless of it's a song or a movies, it overemphasizes love and kind of overlook the importance of friendship.
即使如此，
even though that's the case,
朋友关系是极有影响力的一个关系。
The relationship of friendship is very influential.
很多时候，你的孩子，
many times your child
不听你的话。
Don't listen to you.
不听老师的话。
Doesn't listen to the teacher.
但是听谁的话？
But who does your child listen to?
听朋友的话。
They listen to the word of their friends.
所以朋友关系常常被忽略，但是却非常有影响力。
So even though the friendships are being ignored, but it's a very influential.
举个例子好了。
For example,
达文西在画《最后的晚餐》的时候，
When the artist Da Vinci wrote, draw his famous portrait of Last Supper.
请了一个模特，然后画耶稣的样子。
He hired a model to portray Jesus.
结果过了一阵子之后呢，他这个画迟迟没有完成，因为找不到做犹大这个人的这个模特。
So after a while, he did not complete his painting because he can't find the model to portray Judas.
他就去一个酒吧里面。
So he went to a bar.
看到一个人在喝酒，然后呢，面目可憎。
So he saw the person with her drinking, getting intoxicated, and look at his face.
就跟这个人讲说，你这个人长得一脸就像犹大，来，我帮你画，你做我这个犹大的模特。
So he went and talked to this guy. He says, you look just like Judas. Why don't you come over, be my model, to complete my painting?
结果这个达文西呢，越画就越觉得奇怪。
So when Da Vinci started, finishing his painting, he felt very strange.
我是不是在哪里见过你？
And he asked the guy, have I seen you somewhere before?
这个模特就很不好意思，就讲说，你在画耶稣的时候，我就是那个模特。
So this model says, kind of nervously, you use me as the model for Jesus.
达文西就想说，怎么才过几个月，你的脸就从耶稣脸变成犹大脸了。
So Da Vinci is very surprised. He asked the guy, Only after a few months, how can your facial character change from Jesus to Judas?
这个人就讲说，因为我这几个月失业，所以跑去酒吧认识了那些人的朋友，我的脸慢慢开始就变了。
And he says, I was, in the last few months, I was unemployed. That's why I keep going to the bar and hang out with those guys in the bar.
林肯总统说
U.S. President Lincoln said once,
一个人30岁之后
a person after the age of 30,
要为自己的脸容貌负责。
You need to be responsible for your facial character.
我们过了30岁之后，我们的脸看起来很可憎的话。
And after your age of 30, your face looks very sincere.
或者是很慈祥。
Or looks very kind.
我们要为我们的脸负责。
We need to be responsible for our own facial expression.
而我们常常脸怎么样，取决于我们朋友的脸怎么样。
And our facial expression sometimes is being influenced by how our friends' facial expression.
你要是一天到晚跟一个很喜欢生气的人交朋友
，If you hang out with a person who is always angry,
你的脸就开始变成生气的脸
，and your face will become looking very angry.
跟一个很喜欢抱怨的人交朋友
，and if you have friends with people who likes to complain a lot,
就会影响你的个性
，and it's going to influence your character.
近朱者赤，近墨者黑。
So there's Chinese sayings that if you're close to the brightness, you become bright. If you're close to darkness, you'll be dark.
朋友是非常独特的一个关系。
So the friendship is a very unique.
有最大的自由度。
It has the largest degree of freedom.
却常常被忽略。
And also it's been ignored very commonly.
可是却是这么的重要。
But it's so important.
那你讲说第二点，我要怎么样做才能够去找到友情呢？
So secondly, how do we find friendship? How do we build friendship?
好朋友是不容易交到的。
So good friends are not very easy to find.
尤其是在两个情况，你很难交到朋友。
Especially under two conditions, it's hard for you to make friends.
第一，我们在路易斯安那的时候，家庭是来来去去的。
So when I was living in Louisiana, the families move around a lot.
所以好不容易在教会里面交到几个知心的朋友，马上又要办欢送会。
So every time make some good friends in church, and that's the time we're going to say goodbye to them.
第二，一个太有钱的人，而且别人又知道你很有钱的话，很难交到朋友。
And secondly, if you're very wealthy, and other people know that you're wealthy, it's hard to make good friends.
那我们要怎么样做才能够交到朋友呢？
So what do we need to do to build friendship?
请你注意接下来这节经文。
Please pay attention to the scripture.
箴言27章第9节。
In Proverbs 27,
讲说
verse 9.
膏油与香料使人心喜悦，朋友诚实的劝教也是如此甘美。
It says oil and perfume makes the heart glad, and the sweetness of a friend comes from his earnest counsel.
一个好朋友的劝教
，a counsel of a good friend.
你交到一个好朋友
，when you make a good friend,
好像你得到膏油、香料以及这个甘美。有些人是讲说是这个蜂蜜啊 ，honey.
It looks like you.Receive oil, perfume, or you receive honey.
这告诉我们什么道理呢？
What does this teach us?
在当时的时代，香料是没有办法加工的。
So at the time that this proverb was written, the perfume cannot be artificial.
蜂蜜一定要全天然的，你没有办法加人工的糖进去的。
So honey has to be very organic and natural. You cannot.Add artificial sugar.
所以一个朋友真诚的朋友或者是他的这个劝告哈，是没有办法用人工去做的。
So a real friend, his counsel cannot be done artificially.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
朋友这个关系是你很难刻意去制造出来的，一定要自然产生才能够得到的。
So the friendship is not being, you cannot make the friendship deliberately or intentionallyIt has to happen naturally.
如果一个男生喜欢一个女生
if a man loves a woman,
他讲说我要跟你做朋友
he says, I want to make friend with you.
我是以婚姻做前提来跟你认识的
So my presumption is I want to have, maybe marry you later.
诶，这个可以很刻意，所以在这个世界上面有很多这个媒婆啦，有很多这个婚姻的介绍场所啊，我可以很刻意的跟别人建立一个婚姻的关系。
So you can deliberately have a relationship for a marriage.
但是朋友没有办法这个样子。
But as far as friendship, it does not happen that way.
我跟方弟兄说。
So if he tells me,
方弟兄，我们来做好朋友好不好？
Brother Calvin, can we be a good friend?
我们来做很亲密的朋友好不好？
Let's be a very intimate friend.
我们来做最好的朋友好不好？
Let's be best friends.
他会觉得很奇怪。
And I'm going to feel very strange when he said that.
尴尬，很不舒服。
And feel very uncomfortable.
因为朋友是自然而然产生的，是不能够用人工的方式去产生的。
Because friendship will happen naturally. You cannot force the friendship.
可是，即使没有办法刻意，我们可以主动去培养。
But if you, even though you can't have friendship intentionally or deliberately, but you can cultivate friendship.
怎么培养呢？
How do you cultivate friendship?
找出你和这个人之间的共同点。
So to find out the common ground between you and this person you want to be friend with.
Common ground 可能讲说同样的背景、个性、观念，这些人呢有这种 common 共同点的话，就比较容易成为好的朋友。
So common ground means you have the same viewpoint, same standpoint, same interest, same goals, and then you can become friends easier.
你需要朋友吗？
Do you need to have friends?
你想要更交多点朋友吗？
Do you want to have more friends?
要注意这个人跟你之间的共同点是什么。
You have to pay attention to this person. What is the common ground between you and the person?
李白还有杜甫。
In the old famous Chinese poet, 李白 and 杜甫。
两个人是天南地北的人嘛，对不对？
They're naturally the same type of character.
一个年纪比较大，比较热情，名气也比较大。
The one is older, it's passionate and is more famous.
杜甫他年纪比较轻嘛，他的诗都是比较稳重的，他那个时候也没有什么名声。
So 杜甫 is younger and is mature and has less reputation.
但是他们两个人关系好到什么程度呢？
But you know how well or how good of friend they are?
我来念一首他们的诗。与义东盟客，邻君如兄弟，醉眠秋共被，携手日同行。
So it talks about they both are good, they love guests, and they're almost like brothers, and they get intoxicated together and sleep under the same sheet and hold hands with each other and walk down the street.
他们两个好到可以盖同一张被子。
So they're so they're such good friends, they can sleep together under the same sheet.
他们两个携手日同行，两个大男人在光天化日之下手拉手一起同游同行。
So they're grown men, two grown men, they're holding hands with each other and in public.
我相信他们的友情是纯洁的。
I believe their friendship is innocent.
但是为什么他们有这么好的友情呢？
So why do they have such intimate friendship?
因为他们两个都喜欢作诗。
Because they're both poets, they like to write their poetry.
所以当你找到这个 common, 这个共同点的时候，
So when they find the common grounds between them,
你这个友情就不知不觉产生出来了。
So the friendship will develop very naturally.
我在住路易斯安那的时候，我的妹妹住这个密西西比，所以我有时候会开大概七个小时的车去看她。
So when I was living in Louisiana, my sister was living in Mississippi. I would have to drive about 7 hours to visit her.
有另外一个 Jackson 也在密西西比的牧师姓刘，我就会有时候去拜访他。
There is a pastor in Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, Pastor Liu.
于是呢，我计划在他家留半个小时，结果在他家留了四个小时。
So on a visit to my sister, I plan to stop by his house for 20 minutes, but I ended up staying there for 5 hours.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
我们两个都是牧师。
Because we're both pastors.
我们两个都是年轻的牧师。
We're both very young.
我们两个教会的人数都差不多。
And our attendance, our church are similar.
而且我们两个教会里面的人的年纪都差不多。
And the age group of our churches are similar.
我们城市里面的华人都差不多。
And there's about the same amount of Chinese people in our city.
我们太多共同点了。
We have too many common grounds.
刘牧师，我只待三十分钟。
Pastor Liu, I only stay for 30 minutes.
可是因着这些共同点，一直聊，一直聊，一直聊，四个小时就过去了。
Because all this common grounds that we have, we continue to have conversation, and once there's 4 hours.
所以如何建立友情呢？
How do we build our friendship?
找出这个人的 common ground.
Find out the common grounds with this person.
你旁边的人跟你的共同点是什么？
What's common ground between you and the person next to you?
你知不知道罗斯福总统？
Do you know President, U.S. President Roosevelt?
之所以是全美国历史上面最优秀以及最健谈的总统之一。
In American history, he is the most talkable president.
是因为他在跟你开会的前一天 他会花一整个晚上的时间研究你的背景以及兴趣。
This is because if he was to have a conversation meeting with you the night before, he would spend all night trying to figure out who you are and what you like to do.
所以他到跟其他国家元首开会的时候，就讲说啊，你的兴趣是什么？你的背景是什么？就有话题可以聊了，有 common ground.
So when he talks to other presidents in other countries, he would have things to talk about that they know their interests, their background, and what they like to do.
所以怎么样交朋友呢
？So how do you find or build friendship?
保罗就讲说，像软弱的人，我做软弱的人，为要得到软弱的人；像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。无论如何，总要救这些人。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 12, it talks about, To the weak, I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some.
为了福音的缘故。
Because for the purpose of gospel.
保罗和外邦人要寻找一个共同点。
Apostle Paul wants to find common grounds between him and people.
我要得着这些人。
Because he wants to receive these people.
所以朋友是很独特的。
So friendship is unique.
朋友也可以去建立的。
And the friendship, you can build friendship.
我们今天第三点是，那我要怎么样维持友情呢？
The third thing I want to talk about is how do I maintain the friendship.
朋友关系和其他所有的关系都一样。需要花时间去经营的。
So the friendship is just like any other relationship. You need time to maintain it.
By the way, 回到第二点，如果你找不到共同点的话。
Also, if you can't, go back to the second point. If you couldn't find common grounds between friends.
讲吃的东西。
So the food is the common ground.
华人文化我们是吃遍天下。
And with the Chinese culture, we like to eat everywhere in the world.
所以呢，在一个餐桌上面，或者是在一个社交的场合上面，你没有话题可以讲了，就讲吃的。
So if you out of conversation to talk about with a friend, you can talk about food.
哎呦，你是从上海来啊
？Yes, you're from Shanghai.
那边有什么好吃的
？What is a good dish in Shanghai?
哎呦，你是从台湾来？台湾来
？You're from Taiwan.
有什么好吃的
？What's good to eat in Taiwan?
这个共同点话题就讲不完了。
And this It's a topic that you can talk forever.
好，第三，要怎么样才能够维持友情呢
？So thirdly, how do we maintain the friendship?
四点。
There's four points.
第三点，下面还有四点。
After the third point, there's four sub.
第一个要维持友情的方法就是要彼此帮助。
So the first how to maintain the friendship is to number one is to help each other, support each other.
你的朋友和父亲的朋友你都不可离弃，你遭难的日子不要去弟兄家，要相邻的邻舍强如远方的弟兄。
Do not forsake your friend and your father's friend, and do not go to your brother's house in the days of our calamity. Better is the neighbor who is near than the brother who is far away.
维持友情的第一个方法。
To maintain relationship or
就是要帮助你的朋友，不可遗弃你的朋友。
Is to help your friend and never forsake your friend.
人和人之间之所以没有办法维持友情的一个原因，就是没有办法互相。
The reason that you cannot maintain friendship is because you can't help. You don't help each other.
当一个朋友的关系，一方一直在付出，另外一方一直在支取的时候呢？不平衡的时候，这个友情就非常困难维持下去。
So in the friendship where one side is keep giving out, the other side is receiving, and this imbalanced fashion, it's hard to maintain the friendship.
我住中南美洲的时候
，When I was living in Central America,
好多华人的这个家庭呢、啊，住在一个区域里面。
There's many Chinese families living in the same area.
于是就开始讨论说，那我们这个父母轮流在这个区的社区的这个小孩子去上学，因为学校比较远。
So we started a discussion on how do we arrange to take our kids, share the job to take our kids to school because school is far away.
一个星期就出问题了。
So after 1 week, it would become a problem developed.
我们有11个家庭。
We have 11 families.
一个星期有5天。
And there is 5 days in a week to go to school.
我们要怎么分呢
？How do we share the responsibility?
有些家庭送的就比较多。
And some family, they take their kids to school. They take the kids to school more often.
有些家庭呢，就送的比较少。
And some family took the kids to school less frequently.
最后社区就开始吵架，最后每一个父母都送自己的小孩子去上学。
So there's argument about who to take, how many times to take to school. At the end of the day, the families start taking their kids to school just individually.
反而吃亏。
And also, it didn't work out that very well.
你两个星期你就送两次嘛。
So if you have 2 weeks, you take the kids to school twice.
不要，这一家才送一次，我为什么要送两次？
And you will start to say,、oh, the other family take the kids to school only one time. Why do I have to do it twice?
最后变成两个星期你要送十次。
And at the end, you have to take your kid to school 10 times in 2 weeks.
圣经有一句话。
There's a word in the Bible.
为什么不情愿吃亏呢？
Why would you just...Take, don't not receive.
在人际关系里面，为什么要斤斤计较呢？
And why do you have to be so
为什么要斤斤计较？为什么这么小气呢？
Yeah, why are you so stingy? Why can't you open up?
朋友若是肯彼此帮助的时候
，If friends can help each other,
而不是想说我可以从这个朋友身上得到什么好处
，Instead of what can I receive from this friend?
这样子友情才能够维持下去。
And only this way you can maintain friendship.
你在朋友关系当中
，And in a relationship with a friend,
你是一个比较会给的人，还是一个比较会收的人
？Are you more likely to give or you're more likely to receive.
如果你只会收不给的话
And if you only wanted to receive instead of giving out,
就很难维持跟别人之间的友情
And it's very difficult to maintain the relationship.
所以我讲这句话不太好意思
So this is not a very good thing to really say.
太太不在家
Because the wife, pastor's wife is not home at the moment.
弟兄姐妹会帮我煮饭
And the brothers and sisters will cook for me.
送来我家我没有办法煮送给送回去
and they bring food to my house and it's hard for me to give back
因为我煮的很难吃
because my cooking is not the best
但是一个关系当中一定要给一定要收要互相要自爱
so in a relationship in a friendship you have to both to give and to receive
第二维持友情的方法
and the second way to maintain
就是要彼此尊重
is to respect each other
在这个箴言讲说人欺凌邻舍却说我岂不是戏耍吗他就像疯狂的人抛扔火把利剑与杀人的兵器
In Proverbs 26 it says like a madman who throw firebrands arrows and death in a man who deceive his neighbor and says I'm only joking
你有没有这种经历呢
Do you have this kind of experience
一个人讲一句话很过分得罪了你
When somebody says something that offended you,
然后他讲一句，我只不过是跟你开玩笑。
And he would just say, "Oh, I'm only joking with you."
我们要在言语上面尊重别人。
We have to verbally respect other people.
我同学给我取一个外号。
My friend's got a nickname for me.
我有点受伤。
And I was offended.
因为我比较身高稍微高一点。
Because I'm taller than most other people.
所以我的朋友。第一眼看到我的时候是看到我的鼻孔
So my friends when they look at me the first thing they see are my nostrils
久而久之我就有了一个外号
After a while there was a nickname was developed for me
鼻孔罩
It's a nostril 翘
结果有一次我看到我的朋友
So one time when I saw my friend
他手机上面打电话给我的那个名字就是鼻孔罩
So when I saw my friend's cell phone my number on his cell phone is Nostril Chow.
我讲说我不是鼻孔罩，我是康比罩，不要乱叫我。
I told him please call me 康比罩 instead.
有时候你越不要，别人就越取笑你。
Sometimes it's something you don't really want, but they want to do it intentionally.
其他朋友都叫我鼻孔罩，鼻孔罩。
Everybody, all the friends started to call me that nickname.
要彼此尊重。
We need to respect for each other.
不喜欢的话。
If don't like people don't like it,
别人不舒服的话
people don't feel comfortable with it.
你不能够讲一句我只不过是开玩笑带过
You can't just say I'm only joking.
这边讲的嘛，我只不过是开玩笑嘛，对不对
？Just like the prophet told us, I'm only joking.
可能你会带给别人伤害
and you may hurt other people.
所以我们要在言语上面彼此尊重
So we need to verbally respect each other.
当这个朋友我知道说他是真正尊重我的时候，我也尊重他的时候呢，哎，友情就可以维持下去了。
So when I feel that my friend is respecting me, I'm also respecting my friend back, and this relationship could be maintained.
第三要彼此联络。
Third is to want to communicate.
我在路易斯安那跟远方的朋友联络的方式就是边开车边讲电话。
When I was in Louisiana, how do I communicate with my friends? I talk on the phone when I drive.
可是在加州没有办法边开车边通电话。
But in California, you can't talk on the phone while you're driving.
所以我就要更刻意的，甚至在台湾的朋友，我要等他起来之后，我要主动跟他去对话。
So I have to intentionally, especially friends in Taiwan, to find the right time to communicate, talk with them.
要刻意的彼此联络，尤其是远方的朋友。
And you need to intentionally or deliberately communicate with people, especially they're far away.
最后要彼此劝告。
Finally, we need to sharpen each other.
27章17节讲说，铁磨铁，磨出刃来，朋友相感也是如此。
In Proverbs 27:17, it says, "Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another."
一个真正爱你的朋友
，a person that really value the friendship，
是会跟你说实话的朋友。
And they are the people that will tell you the truth.
我有一些朋友
，I have some friends，
会很直接的把我的缺点讲出来。
Will directly say what I did wrong.
当时听了可能很难接受。
When I first heard about it, it's hard to accept.
但是我知道这个朋友他讲的动机是出于爱心。
But I do know that my friend said this is out of love.
所以因着他的爱心，我就接受了他的责备。
And because his love, I accept his criticism.
圣经讲说要凭爱心说诚实话。
And the Bible told us to tell the truth.
我们常常看到我们周围的人有缺点。
And many times we see our people around us are doing something wrong.
太快就把手指举起来，就把别人的缺点点出来。
And we quickly point out their mistakes.
而常常忘记有没有问自己说，我讲这句话是不是真正出于爱心，是为他好才讲出来。
And we're forgetting whether we said this out of love or not.
一个真正爱你的朋友
，a friend that truly loves you，
会劝告你。
It's going to mentor you.
会爱你，希望你进步。
And will love you and wish you improve.
在美国有很多年轻的明星。
In America, there are many young entertainers.
Justin Bieber.
For example, Justin Bieber.
这个什么 ？Britney Spears 是不是
？And also Britney Spears.
还有一个叫做 Lindsay Lohan.
And Lindsay Lohan.
在美国好像很多年轻的明星小时候出名长大就开始有问题了。
Many of these young stars, they will start when they're very little, the kid, but after they've grown up, they're getting in trouble.
少年得志。
So when the young people receive wisdom.
又有得志是就是好像很成功。
Oh, okay. So when young people were very successful when they were young,
又没有人劝告他的时候
，nobody there to help point out the wrong things,
很容易走歪。
And it's very difficult to go down the wrong path.
这么有钱、这么有名的一个年轻的明星
，and these young people with star with so much money and so much
周围所有的朋友，当然你说什么他们都好嘛，对不对
？And whatever you said to your friends around you, your friends will tell you yes.
真正一个肯跟你说实话、劝告甚至责备你的人
，and when the real friend who is there to criticize what you have done wrong
都没有
，there's not none like that。
那这个年轻人怎么能够成长呢
？So how would this young people grow mature？
所以铁磨铁，朋友相感也是如此。
So the iron sharpens iron, friend sharpens iron. That's what that means。
所以你说我有朋友了。
So you say, hey, I have many friends。
可是好像都没有办法一直维持下去。
But I just can't maintain all these friendships.
就要问自己四个问题了。
You ask yourself four questions.
我们有没有彼此帮助呢
？Are you help each other?
我是不是有尊重我的朋友呢
？Do you respect each other?
我没有花时间去联络他呢
？I have spent time to communicate.
以及我有没有劝告，甚至接受他的劝告呢
？Mentor them and receive mentoring from the friend.
要维持友情。
To maintain the friendship.
所以一个人有没有智慧
？So Person's wisdom
取决于很多时候、哦、他周围的朋友有没有智慧。
It depends on the people, the friends around them, whether they have wisdom or not.
所以我们今天讲了三点。
So today we talked about three main topics.
第一，朋友是独特的。
First, the friendship is very unique.
在朋友关系上面，我们有最大的自由度。
And we have the most amount of freedom to choose our friends.
第二，如何建立友情呢？
Number two, how to build friendship.
找到共同点。
Find common grounds.
要怎么样维持友情呢？
How to maintain friendship.
彼此帮助。
Help each other.
彼此尊重。
Respect each other.
彼此联络。
Communicate with each other.
以及彼此劝道。
And mentoring each other.
但愿我们能够成为别人的好朋友。
And hope we'll become a good friend of somebody else.
也能够交到一些智慧的朋友。
And we can find friends who with wisdom.
如果你在特别的情况现在。
If you are under some special condition,
比较少朋友的话,
you have less number of friends you desire.
要记得约翰福音十五章十九节讲说，耶稣是我们最好的朋友。
And please remember in John chapter 15, verse 15, Jesus is our best friend.
我们常常因着情况交不到朋友。
And because of under certain circumstances, we can't make friends.
或者是交不到知心的朋友。
And we can't make good friends.
或是交到知心的朋友，困难没办法跟他说。
And we have good friends, but we can't tell them our problems.
或者是说了他也听不懂。
Or even if we tell them my problems, they couldn't understand it.
但是主耶稣基督是我们的良友。
But Jesus Christ is our best friend.
他是我们的何等的良友。
He's such a good friend of ours.
与他做最好的朋友。
And let him be your best friend.
时常与主耶稣建立关系。
And to establish, maintain friendship with him.
我们今天的回应诗歌。
And today we're going to sing a responses song.
是何等恩友。